Talks between the Guinean government and the labor unions on how to reduce prices are still without any tangible outcome, just few days to the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Ordinary Guineans have begun expressing concern over what the situation will be in the month of Ramadan if prices continue to rise. Asmiu Jallo is a trader in one of the markets here in Conakry. He blames the Guinean authorities of lack of proper action to rescue Guineans from current dying situation. He says the state must review the status of the market. He says if not, it is very difficult to make ends meet. He says Guinea is importing more food than it is producing. He says they have to find a lasting solution to the problem, whether it is due to transportation or a lack of warehouses to store foods. In homes across Conakry and in the interior of the country, housewives are complaining that for the past few months, they have not been able to buy enough food for the family, while their husbands are complaining about the shortage of money. In one of the markets I visited earlier on Wednesday, this is how traders reacted to the economic hardship and of sales ahead of Ramadan. Kaidatu Bangura, trader, has this to say. Market woman Kaidatu Bangura says she wakes up earlier every morning, but life is very hard. She says junta leader Mamadi Dumbuya that must help them. Another frustrated woman I caught up with, Omun Ture, says the suffering is now too much for them. Another trader, Omun Ture, says the suffering with no sales and no money. She says junta leader Mamadi Dumbuya must have pity on market women. The government in January increased prices of basic food items such as rice, which is a staple food in Guinea, as well as oil, onions, and flour, without explanation and without any alternative to the price increase. The government and the Guinean Chamber of Commerce have promised to supply the market with basic food items at affordable prices. But many Guineans have described this as wishful thinking. Mamadou Balde is the chairman of the Guinean Chamber of Commerce. He says Guinea has never had a food shortage and says those complaining about price increase are doing so out of ignorance. He says prices of basic food items cannot be discussed because Guinea has never had food shortages. He says they are not well informed about the world situation. As for the coming month of Ramadan, the Chamber of Commerce is going to see what to do for consumers. He says it is clear that importers always make sacrifices and are always in the forefront of making sure that Guineans enjoy a pleasant holy month. The trade unions called off their sit-down strike action last week to give dialogue with the government a chance, but they say they will call for another nationwide strike if authorities fail to reduce the price of basic food items before Ramadan. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.